Joined now by, he's the man, he's the myth, he's the legend, he's known as Wally Hall. Wally, how are you doing, buddy?
I like you, RJ. I don't care about other people in the studio. I like you. I respect you.
Well, you know, at least one person likes RJ here, huh?
That's
clearly,
it.
Clearly there's people on this radio station that don't like me, do they, Matt?
I learned three things yesterday. Matt doesn't like you.
Yeah.
He and Bass think they should be playing Oklahoma State. And there was one other thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the other one was today. This is the first time in my career I ever heard a former Razorback say that the Razorbacks should play another in-state team in anything.
Yeah, and
well,
you're going to get your letter revoked.
I've always thought that, you know, and Basil's thing, especially with the Texas Tech, was if we lose to Texas Tech, it hurts us worse than beating them. But I just think it's good for the state if you have some type of in-state games, because I think it also would help with you wouldn't lose as many in-state recruits, I don't think. You know, they might go to another in-state school, but I don't think you would lose as many in-state recruits.
My thing with Oklahoma State, right now they're better than Arkansas.
Yeah.
They're a top 25 program. And so you're going after the same kids in Texas they are.
Yep.
I think Arkansas will have a chance against Tech.
I think they will, too. I even think that even if they get better, Cliff Kingsbury is a good coach. He's a really good coach, and he'll make them better. But I think
– is he not the youngest D1 coach?
Yes. Yeah, he's the youngest D1 coach right now.
Well, he was the OC with Manziel last year, right?
Yeah.
And that was a good relationship. I think that's going to hurt Manziel a little bit, which he's going to get better. But losing those offensive line they lost, is it their third game they play Alabama? Third or fourth game of the year. That's right there. That the winner of that game, I think, controls their destiny.
But
for the
like
West.
I told you though the other day, I would rather play a Texas Tech team and lose than play a Louisiana Monroe team and lose to them, because I think it on the long scheme of the long term thing, you look at that and you say, wow, you lost to Louisiana Monroe. You're in the SEC. I would rather lose to a Big 12 school, no matter who they are,
right,
than Louisiana Monroe.
I agree with you, but here's the mindset, too, with most people. And as a player, you think you're going to win every game, but most people, when they see that Louisiana Monroe, you're going to win 99 out of 100 of those, where Texas Tech, you're going to lose. You know, you might win 75 or 70 and lose 30.
Yeah.
You're going to get beat some against Texas Tech, where Monroe, you think we should win every game.
Razorbacks should never lose to Monroe.
Never.
They should find a way to win, not lose.
I agree.
You got to have a backup quarterback ready.
That whole deal, the way they did it last year, was messed up because Brandon Mitchell should have been the guy, but they had him in the slot, so he wasn't getting very many reps, so you couldn't put him in there. Where if he was getting some backup quarterback reps, he should have been the quarterback. In hindsight, you know, you can say.
I think in the history books, last season should just totally be erased. You just don't even look at
like
what
the Fad Five at Michigan. Just take the banners down.
Just take everything out of the books and not even talk about it. Well, Wally,
I've never seen the wheels come off a program like it did Arkansas last year.
And the excuses and what they did when the guy's like, we're going to put this deep snapper in because he covers punts better.
Yeah.
Do you understand how hard it is to get on in the NFL to be a deep snapper? It's once you get on there and you don't mess up, they don't care about you going down and making a tackle.
Right.
They care about you getting that ball back there to the punter every time, and if you can do that, you're going to keep your job.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you do.
Not tackle.
You might have two tackles your whole career. You're not supposed to tackle.
Awesome. Hey, Wally. Now, as much as I love talking Razorback football, but you're in for a different reason, because we've got a big time speaker coming to Little Rock and Peyton Manning and the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I guess it's AR Preps has helped putting this all together.
Yeah, the main purpose is to honor these more than 300 athletes, male and female. And of course, tomorrow night, the athlete of the year, male and female, will be named. But I've never seen anything, tickets so hard to come by. I've never knew I had this many friends and cousins out there.
And so they haven't been named yet. And what goes into it, is it, not just on the field, but is it off the field too?
Both.
Yeah.
There's character, there's community. And they're giving awards for community service and those sort of things too. But it was an overall, if you played more than one sport, it really helped you.
Yeah. And how long has this been going on?
This is the first year.
Well, cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Peyton Manning will be at the State House Convention Center. Now, if you're going to the event, you can't get autographs for this thing.
That was his number one thing. And this number
two, he'd be there for 5 hours. You know, he'd be there all day.
Yeah, so if you're bringing football hoping to get it autographed, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen.
And if you're wanting to get a ticket for this event, I think those are pretty hard to come by as well right now.
You can try allarkansaspreps.com. The last time I looked.
So you might see some people outside the convention center holding up two fingers just to hopefully get one.
He's a first ballot. You know, I don't know if anybody's unanimous in the Hall of Fame, like how many times that happens, but he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah. No question.
I don't know how he's still playing. The beating he takes.
Well, yeah, and with the nerve ending on the arm and neck that he had, and you could tell that his velocity was gone. He lost a little last year.
Yeah.
But he's so smart. I mean, he knows what they're going to do.
He's going to be a great coach one day.
Oh, in the what was it? He called his GA from Tennessee about a play, and he knew the quarter, the time that it was that they ran to get that clip sent to him so they could put that in a Tennessee game when he was like a sophomore.
Wow.
That's how good his memory. I mean, just he loves ball.
And he commented about the arm strength. He said his back this year. He feels much better. And that's what it takes going through a season, coming back from that injury, and now he's feeling the strength again.
And I thought it got better as the season went on. But when he decided to go to Denver, I thought that might hurt him because it is windy there, gets cold. And he never had the strongest arm anyways. He was just always smarter and very, very accurate.
Well, let me ask you this. Tomorrow night, how long will this – do you think the whole thing will last with the speaking and the awards and everything? Probably about an hour and a half, 2 hours, 3 hours, 3.5 hours?
I'd kill for 2.5 hours.
I'm just asking. I had somebody send me a message and ask what they thought time-wise.
I think the doors open at 6. It starts at 6:30. They hope to have it over in 2 hours,
okay.
But you know how these things are.
I know.
Are.
Yeah,
we're honoring 300 and something kids.
It could last a little while.
But now they're not all going to walk up on stage.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Cool.
You know, and if they start that, then I'm going to stand up and go, "Hey, that all of you that were honored for softball, stand up." And we're going to keep it moving.
Appreciate you guys. I got to roll after the speech.
Did you hear my acceptance speech for the being president of the Hall of Fame this year?
No, I did not.
I was on stage and I looked at him. I said, "If this runs long, it's not my fault," and I left.
Awesome. I love it. I love it.
The shortest induction ceremony.
Was that
ever.
Like Steve Spurrier? That'd be about how his is.
About
when
his.
When
yeah.
He had that clip yesterday.
Let me ask you this. So I want to talk a little bit because you are the main pen of Arkansas. I want to ask, what's your thoughts on the Razorback baseball team against Bryant? You know, we've been talking about it all week. Some guy told me the other day that we shouldn't look over Bryant because they could be like the Stony Brook to LSU. But Wally, when I look at this Bryant team, they're hitting .289 on the season, but they play in a weak conference. I don't see how this is going to be a big time matchup for Arkansas.
Tell the truth, had you ever heard of them?
No, never.
Before this,
well, they were a D2
school.
Troy
just beat Bama, so it can happen.
Troy does get athletes.
Yeah,
you know? I don't even know where Bryant is.
They're a bigger. Troy,
I know the
Bryant
right. Between here and Benton.
Yeah, they're not playing the Hornets.
We had a guy call in and was saying, I forget who was the rival, Brown. And he was saying that, you know, their main sport at Bryant is lacrosse.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Whatever that's – I mean, they're in Rhode Island, and they play in the Northeast Conference. And
so they get 17 days a year to play baseball.
Pretty much. They've won 44 games this year, but they've all been against
– Their RPI was under 50, though.
Was.
And I couldn't believe that when we were talking about that. And apparently they were talking about they played Ohio State tough. Was the deal that somebody was trying to tell us to that's why we have to worry about them because they only got beat by Ohio State by two or something.
So one run games.
My take on this is the next best thing to hosting for Arkansas.
Yeah,
they're gonna roll right through there.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about it is, and a lot of people have said, well, Arkansas got screwed from hosting. My thing is if you win, then you say Oregon State loses, because that's what's going to have to happen. Oregon State loses, then you could host a semi, a super regional. So I think at the end of the day, if all the pieces fall in place, I would rather have that super regional. If of course you can't get that regional. I mean, I know it's not in their hands, and the committee really I think dropped the ball on this one as far as who's hosting what. But at the end of the day, I really think that if Oregon State does lose, Arkansas will get the super regional if they advance.
But the lesson here was win on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
And I wanted to see Arkansas hosting playing opening with UCA. That's what I wanted. I thought that would have been awesome.
Boy, they are going to revoke your letter jacket.
Did you – you know, a lot of people were talking about that, saying – Arkansas and UCA were going to be putting that Manhattan Regional. I mean, you've been doing this for a while. I just couldn't see that them putting two in-state schools in that same region, even though they did put South Carolina and Clemson in the same region.
Right. I was surprised they sent them to Mississippi State because they had played.
Yeah.
So usually they try to get, you know, matchups where they haven't played. But
yeah.
I think UCA's got a chance. They get by this first game and get some a little more confidence, I think they'll be fine.
Well, I tell you, with a team like UCA that has won three times in the last 2 years against Mississippi State at their place, I mean, it's going to be a different atmosphere. This is going to be what every SEC weekend is going to be like in Starkville this weekend, except for you're going to have way more fans.
You're going to have a lot more cowbells.
Yeah, a lot more cowbells.
And how much does that factor in that they beat them in March? Was that you know, were both teams healthy? Did Mississippi State even throw their starters? You know, did they play their guys? Because sometimes you get those games that you play some younger players, and maybe they were overlooking them then, where I don't think Mississippi State's going to overlook them this time.
Well, they didn't throw anybody from their regular rotation. Not.
That's what I was wondering,
No, you would never do that.
And Wally, got Ron here, wants to ask you a question about the meetings. You cool with that?
Sure.
Cool. Ron, what's up, man?
Hey, Wally. I live in Malvern, and maybe it's a paper thing, but we haven't had anything except one AP Orlando article about the coaches and the meetings in Destin, and I was wondering why, if you didn't have somebody down there or what.
We can put that all on me. I didn't go this year. It was all my fault, and the if you don't have somebody on the ground, you're not going to get stories. It's the way they used to have Associated Press there, and they would put out stories every day.
Yeah.
And the AP doesn't go anymore, and I didn't realize it when I decided not to go.
Okay, well, I knew. Of course, sometimes in Malvern we get a later paper than what comes out in Little Rock, but it's one thing I look for every morning drinking my coffee, and I didn't see it. And I was going to call one of the radios this morning, and I couldn't, and I just got lucky to catch you this afternoon. But thanks for the explanation. It makes sense.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Ron's always good about trying to follow up on things. He does all the, all the football games for the Malvern High School football team. So he calls in and tells us his 2 cents. We've got Rick Schaefer coming up here in a few minutes. So the event is tomorrow night, the Peyton Manning and the All Preps Award Banquet. That is tomorrow night starting at 6:30, right?
That is correct. And don't bring your cameras. He does a pose for pictures.
Don't bring your cameras. And it would be, what's that seat, 1,000?
It seats a little over that. It's full.
Yeah.
They crammed in a few extra tables. We actually had some tickets turned back. Just a few.
Yeah.
Some of the athletes that are going in, parents had already planned vacations.
Ah, I got you.
How does it go about getting a guy like Peyton Manning? And I'm not going to ask you if he was first on the list of who you want to start anything, but how does that go? Is there a committee, or did you just say, we want Peyton, and you call him?
Not our director of communications or publicity promotions, Tabitha Cunningham, she wanted Peyton. She made contact. Keith Ingram, state legislators, and he are really good friends. He helped us, and he found out that it was to honor all these high school athletes, and so he switched some things on his calendar to be. And I'll tell you this, he's expensive, but he's not as expensive as Tim Tebow.
Really?
Well, I was hearing Tebow gets like $250 or something. Like something this
really?
Like $200,000. You know, like a lot of money.
To come and speak.
Tebow, I'm trying to think what it was because
his minimum's $120.
Yeah.
That's
like,
his minimum.
Wow.
For Tebow. And I knew. And
he's more expensive than Peyton Manning.
I'm pretty sure he didn't start a game last year.
And Peyton.
Wow.
But he has more one more playoff victory in the last 2 years, in which, you know, people throw that
that's
in there.
Unreal.
And Tebow might not ever play. Here's the deal with Tebow. Do you want him on your team? If you're playing pickup ball or doing something, he's probably one of the first guys picked.
Yeah.
He just does – mechanically, he doesn't have it. He cannot make every throw out there, and so he just will not be able to do it. At quarterback now, I think he could play and people say it's CFL. You throw the ball more at CFL, but I think a CFL team would want him because of what he brings. But as far as hard work, determination, competitor, yes, you want him out there. He just can't play another position, though.
Could the coordinator, though, not design an offense for him?
You would
or
think.
Or would it be worth
well,
it?
Well, and here's the deal. Here's what we got into this argument with. We went through and we're listing all the NFL teams and where would he be a good fit. And we thought, you know, he would be a good fit like in New England where they have a starter, New Orleans where they have a starter, a guy that you know is the starter. But the question comes in, if he's a red zone quarterback or a specialty quarterback, do you take out a Tom Brady to put in a – you know, that's where it comes in. So then where does he go? Do you go maybe to San Diego, a Phillip Rivers, somebody that's maybe on that second tier that's still clearly a starter, but then bring him in? Because you wouldn't ever take out Tom Brady to put in Tebow.
Do you think he made the Jets really mad because they didn't waive him till after the draft?
Well, I mean, and it's cutthroat business, and that's why that's what they wanted to do. But I the Jets, I think, are one of the worst run organizations in the NFL.
The league,
and you look at what they've done with Sanchez. A guy gets in there, first round guy, takes him to two AFC championship games first 2 years, and then they start bringing in other guys to like almost compete where. You got to put your arm around the guy and give him confidence. And they're not doing that with Sanchez. How are you going to get better if you don't feel like your own team has their arms around you and you're the guy?
That's really valid. I hadn't thought about it. They didn't embrace him and give him a chance to get better.
Nobody did. I mean, from the offensive coordinator to the head coach, nobody embraced Tim Tebow. And really, you didn't feel like he was embraced much in Denver either.
No, Elway was almost forced because what was it? Kyle Orton and Brady Quinn were the other guys. And clearly, Kyle Orton's a better quarterback than Tebow, but Wally, you're right. Tebow does some other things that nobody else can do. He just can't make every throw out there. I mean, he can't make 70% of the throws.
So let me ask you this, and we brought that up, that where could Tebow land? I mean, you think Jacksonville, the fans don't want – you saw the articles that came out that Jacksonville doesn't want him.
Well, and that's the deal. He can't go somewhere where there's not at least a second-tier quarterback, you know, like a Tony Romo, where a guy where you know this is the guy that's the starter, because if he goes somewhere where there's not really, like in New York, people want him to be out there.
Think about Seattle, though. What about Seattle?
See, I think a team with a great offensive mind, you know, where you can have specialty plays for him, I think he's a great short yardage guy, a great red zone guy. Maybe if you had an offensive coordinator or a quarterback coach that had any type of ties with that Wildcat.
Yeah.
That's a team that could bring him in. And, you know, you can have Tebow be on special teams, other things like that to play because he's on the roster.
Yeah.
My money says he's going to end up as a free agent missionary in the Philippines.
But, you know, with
$150,000
a speaking session.
That is unreal.
He could do that. You do 10 a year.
You think he doesn't charge those churches? Because, you know, we saw earlier in the year that he went and spoke at some church down in Houston.
I can't answer that because I don't know.
Well, I know, but surely he doesn't charge that for the churches.
I know people that have went and spoke at churches and stuff that, you know, get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. For like revivals, week-long revivals, and they're not even on the level of Tebow. So yes, I mean the evangelist or whatever, they charge money. Yeah,
but the churches have to get sponsors.
Yeah,
for this kind of event.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Interesting, interesting, interesting.
This is my day off, guys. I'm gonna run.
I'm gonna let you go, Wally. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Real quick before you go, I just got an update. Kansas State right now is trailing Wichita State in that.
That doesn't surprise me.
In that region, Manhattan Regional, 2-0. So.
Telling the Razorbacks going to roll through this.
Yeah.
This is the next best thing to hosting.
Might be coming back to Fayetteville for a Super Regional.
Thanks for letting me come in.